I'm Mary Angish, the producer of All Things Gardening. Charlie Nardozzi is the walking encyclopedia of all things gardening, and he is present and accounted for. Hello there, Charlie.
Hello there, Mary.
Charlie, home gardeners who have fruit trees and berry bushes, things like that, in their yards, they're pruning them right now. What about shrubs like hydrangea, though? Those always confound folks.
Yes, they're always confusing about when to prune hydrangeas and which ones to prune when, because this time of year is the time to prune some of your hydrangeas. First of all, you have to know when your hydrangea flowers. If you don't know what type it is, you can usually just decide by the flowering time. If it's something that flowers early, like those blue hydrangeas, for example, or some of them are the pink ones, those are the macrophyllas. Or if you have an oak leaf hydrangea or a climbing hydrangea, which is one that a lot of people know about, those all bloom on what we call the old wood, meaning that the stems that are there right now outside have buds on them that will end up flowering for you. They'll flower early summer or so. Those are the kind that you want to prune after they're done flowering in early summer. If you have like the endless summer, the re-blooming blue hydrangeas, you still want to do it at that time because that's the time to actually make the bush a little bit smaller, and then the new growth will come up and they'll flower again later in the fall. Now, if you have another type that are like the panicle ones, those are those big ones that have big flowers, or the arborescence ones like Annabelle and Invincible Spirit, those are ones that flower more midsummer to fall. If you have some of those that flower midsummer to fall, maybe even still have some flower heads on those you prune now because they bloom on the new wood. Anything that you prune off now is going to stimulate new growth that comes out, and that new growth will terminate in a flower, and that usually takes all summer to do that. So you can prune those back pretty severely. If you have those arborescents, you can cut them back maybe a foot or two off the ground. If you have the panicle type, which are more tree-like, I like to cut them back to a nice structure with good branch angles, but cut them back pretty severely. You can take a third to a half of the bush down, and that's going to stimulate new growth so you get more flowers. So remember that rule. If they bloom early, then you want to prune those after flowering. If they bloom a little bit later in summer and fall, you want to prune those now.
Question time. Philip writes in to say, I love your broadcast, but I was disappointed to see that you suggested people plant non-native species. The country in general, and Vermont in particular, are struggling with invasive plants introduced from overseas, even if you say correctly right now that Thunbergia grandiflora will be an annual. With changing climate, it could soon be crowding out native plants. What do you think about Philip's comment there?
Well, Philip brings up a good point that a lot of the plants that we grow as annuals, when they're in places where they are perennials, they can be invasive plants that will actually take over. So the Thunbergia grandiflora that I mentioned is hardy zones 10 and 11, so it'll never be a perennial here, not in our lifetimes at least, in many lifetimes probably. But in warmer climates, it can be pretty aggressive and invasive. So it is something to consider. But if you start looking at that through that lens, then you're going to have to start looking at plants like nasturtiums and lantana and cosmos, which are all very common annuals here that are invasive in warmer climates because they overwinter, self-sow, whatever it is. So I guess you'd have to kind of decide which lens you want to be looking through. And I personally would rather put our emphasis on taking care of invasive in plants here, like the buckthorns and the Japanese honeysuckles and the Japanese knotweeds, the ones that are really destroying environments and ecosystems. And I'll take care of those first before I go diving into some of our annuals.
Stephanie wrote in to say, we purchased a little house recently with a lovely garden and some really established rhododendrons and lots of other trees and shrubs. And Stephanie says the rhododendrons are really overgrown and have been neglected. We need to prune one way back. Can you offer tips on how to attempt that and what tools are best to use?
Well, Stephanie, you're in luck because rhododendrons can be pruned back pretty severely and still come back, leaf back out, and a couple years later look like a nice shrub that's flowering again. So I would go ahead and do that. I would prune that back after they're done flowering this spring so you can enjoy the flowers. Get a pruning saw because you're going to have to go into some of that old wood and cut them back to a nice branch structure. You can cut them back by a third to a half, and then you'll see they'll leaf out this spring and summer. They probably won't flower next year. They might, but they probably won't. But in 2 years, you should have a bush that's big enough that will have some nice flower buds on it.
If you've got a gardening question for Charlie, send it to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen to this episode and all the other past episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.